"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeart Radio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app, and you could hear whatever you missed. We're going to have Steve Garvey in studio after 3 o'clock. Steve draws a crowd. People come in, they all want pictures with him. Even you wanted a picture with him.
I got a picture of him, yes. And
you probably were not a baseball fan when he was playing.
Actually, that's not true. He was my favorite. He and Ron Say back in the day.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Did you tell him that when he was here?
No, I did not.
You didn't say
he
Steve.
He was busy, no.
You were my favorite.
No. You can tell him today.
You know what? He's a busy guy. He doesn't care that he was my favorite.
When he comes in,
okay,
you're going to tell him.
I am?
That, yeah, he was
Don't
your
you
favorite.
Think he has more important things?
Oh, no.
No?
No, no. Nobody gets tired of hearing that.
We'll be on Instagram Live for it, too, at John Cobell Radio.
Excellent. So maybe we could broadcast it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ooh, you were my favorite Dodger.
Yes, say it just like that. In person.
Okay.
All right. We are going to talk now to Daniel Gus. Daniel Gus is an independent journalist here in Los Angeles who does a lot of the work that virtually no other journalist in L.A. will do. It's shocking, but it's true. You can't go to the TV stations and find this kind of work. You certainly can't go to the El Segundo Times. We're going to put Daniel on because he has a weekly newsletter, weekly column that he writes. And I'm on the mailing list, and I read it eagerly. And he explores the secrets behind the scenes at City Hall with the mayor and the city council people and everybody else, all those other rats. Daniel, how are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me back. I just want to point out that in 1974, Steve Garvey, 50 years ago this baseball season, was the National League MVP also. So some of us remember that stuff.
Yes, he was. I mentioned this before. I even showed it to him. He was my first autograph as a kid.
Right on.
Yeah. Let me tell you. So you wrote about Nithya Raman today. Nithya Raman is this terrible, terrible councilwoman who represents a district that covers a good chunk of the valley, Sherman Oaks and Encino and Studio City. and over the hill into Hollywood and into Park La Brea, mid-city. It's a lot of territory, and a lot of the worst homeless situations are in her district. And it's been now over 3 years, and she's done little to nothing, and she's really been obstinate and arrogant about it. And she's a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA, and they have three people on the city council already, and they also have the city controller. And this is, how would you describe this organization? I have colorful terms for it, but I want to hear how you would describe, so that people understand what's going on here, because this is quite a subversive group that is edging its way into city government.
Well, that's an interesting question, John, because the story that I have today on my Substack, danielgus.substack.com, I recap a lot of the things that have gone absurdly wrong in Nithi Raman's district, of which I'm a constituent, but also across the city because of her, because she is the chair of the city council committee that oversees homelessness and poverty and things of that nature. Now, I was looking at the story that I published this morning, and I'm telling it to your audience first. I'm going to have an update tomorrow. Because as I'm reading it, there's something that I noticed that jumped off the page at me. A few weeks ago, the Democratic Socialists of America Los Angeles branch censured Nithi Raman because she also got the endorsement for reelection from a group called the Democrats for Israel. And apparently this really pissed off the DSA LA. Apparently because the DSA is a big fan of Hamas or they've refused to condemn. They've actually celebrated this terrorist attack, the murder, rape, torture of Israeli civilians back in October. And what I noticed in their censure, in the DSA LA's censure of Nithi Raman, is the following quote. Elected officials endorsed by DSA LA are expected to co-govern with the chapter to realize the Democratic Socialist Program, close quote. So apparently, according to DSA LA's own censure of Nithi Raman, if you want their endorsement, and they re-endorsed her for a second term, you must agree to co-govern with the Democratic Socialists of America.
So you have to push their agenda, and they have veto power over any in case you stray.
Apparently, that's what their own censure of her says. So after I published the story this morning, I said, wait a minute. That sounds like a lot like it could be bribery. We'll endorse you, and you must give us an equal or near equal part of your power. So I started reaching out to Nithi Raman, to Hugo Soto Martinez, to Eunice Hernandez, and also to Kenneth Mejia, whose office advised me that he wasn't endorsed by them, but they supported his candidacy for controller. And I'm going to try to find out from the city attorney's office, is that promise to co-govern a crime? Because it would seem that the oath of office requires them to be the official to serve the people's best interests, and the DSA LA is not in everybody's interest. And by the way, I don't blame the DSA LA for having that requirement. I mean, yeah, I'd like for everybody to let me co-govern too. But is it legal for a politician to promise to co-govern?
Co-govern. And that is apparently, I've never heard that term from a support group before. Co-govern.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying here. Go ahead.
DSA is crazy anti-police. I mean, they would like to abolish LAPD if they could.
Oh, I think it's their highest priority.
Yeah.
I think it's their highest priority.
And they've made it clear.
And not just to defund them, to demoralize them also.
Defund, demoralize, yeah. To disable, to make it inoperative.
Right.
And this is the kind of mentality that has now crept into much of the city council, which has led to our situation. Gascon has that same philosophy.
Right, exactly. Now, Nivi Raman's been on city council, almost a full term longer than Soto Martinez, Hernandez, and Mejia in the city controller's office. But she is the first council member on city council to get the re-endorsement of the DSA. So I am trying to find out, and I'll have an update tomorrow morning and perhaps also next week, on whether she agreed to allow DSA to co-govern. Now, this isn't something where you get the support of the Los Angeles Police Protective League or the SEIU or the IBEW. They require co-governing. And I have reached out to Raman and various prosecutorial offices to find out if that's legal. I've also reached out, in addition to the city attorney's office, to the city clerk's office to find out, hey, isn't that a violation of Nithya Raman's oath of office? And I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And if she refuses to answer, I'm going to start going to the meetings and directly ask her about this, because she is up for another four terms. The city is falling apart. And by the way, it's not just Council District 4, John. It is the entire city, because she oversees, in the same way Jose Huizar oversaw planning and land use development corruption for the city, Nithya Raman oversees all homeless policy decisions for the city. So her being office has severe consequences, not just for Council District 4, but for 1 through 15.
Do you have a little more time?
Of course.
Okay, because I want, when we come back, I want you to tell the story that you outlined in your Substack piece today about the exploding motorhome and Nithya Raman's reaction to it. Because the headline of your piece today was kaboom. We'll talk more with Daniel Gus. By the way, there's a really good candidate against Nithya Raman in that district, and it's Ethan Weaver. And we had him on the show yesterday, and she's another one of these cancers that's destroying Los Angeles, this Nithya Raman. So you do have a choice, and it's a good choice, and it's Ethan Weaver. And if you're in that district, you should vote for him. But the case of the exploding motor home, when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
A moist line for Friday. There's plenty to complain about, huh? Sure there is. Plenty to be upset about. 877-MOIST-86 is the number. 877-MOIST-86. And you could have your say and be on KFI this Friday afternoon. We're going to continue with journalist Daniel Gus. Covers Los Angeles like nobody else. And you can read his stuff on Substack, danielgus.substack.com. And he also has an email newsletter that goes out. And he gets inside in places that no one else bothers to anymore. And we're talking about Nithya Raman, and she is the disaster L.A. city councilwoman from the 4th District, and her district covers much of the valley and into Hollywood over the hill. And she has been she really has embraced homelessness and really has been stubborn, just refusing to do anything substantive about it because she thinks it's wrong for people to be trying to clear the homeless out. Let's get Daniel on here because you have a really funny story in your piece today. And let's talk about the exploding motor home. I remember when this happened, and you can talk about it and Nithya Raman's response.
Right. So in last year in Sherman Oaks, there's a Gelson's supermarket, a little upscale neighborhood, multi-million dollar homes, Ventura and Van Nuys Boulevard. And just like on Sepulveda and Van Nuys, there are rows and rows of these decrepit 40, 50-year-old motorhomes that are certainly not road safe, and they're really not suitable even to live in. And city council, especially Nithya Raman, who controls this the homelessness agenda in Los Angeles, has allowed them to stay, and you can't park here from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. type of rules. But what that really does is enable the danger to come to your neighborhood. Now, it doesn't matter whether the neighborhood you live in has $300,000 homes or $3 million homes. allowing these dangerous vehicles to reside on your street can and has resulted in their tanks exploding. And I don't mean catching fire. I mean exploding, as happened a few months ago behind Gelson's, adjacent to these multi-million dollar homes. And it was caught on video.
I saw.
And you could see the you could see the smoke from blocks away. And the video clip that I put in my story this morning was captured by a guy by the name of Paul Scrivano. Now, Paul became a national figure in this insane Eric Garcetti homeless industrial complex in Los Angeles a year or so ago, when a homeless man who's been a menace to the neighborhood for years threw a bag of human excrement at him. And Nithya Raman, instead of trying to protect the citizen and the business where this crime was videotaped, instead chastised Paul Scrivano, who has a fantastic little tavern called Blue Dog Tavern.
Yes, we've talked with him, too.
Yeah, and he's been reluctantly thrust into the national and local media spotlight because of that. And she said that him showing her, Nithya Raman said that Scrivano showing her and her staff the video of the fecal attack by this homeless guy crossed a boundary. And, of course, people in the neighborhood understand Scrivano's predicament because we live with it every day for years under Garcetti, under Raman, under Bass. And so one day he's in the neighborhood because this explosion of this motorhome also took place in the shadow of another small business called Pineapple Hill Tavern, which Garcetti wouldn't allow to have an outdoor permit
yes.
while allowing movies. It's just insanity.
We had the woman on from that restaurant as well. No, this is quite a stretch yeah. of Sherman Oaks, and I know it really well because for years we lived up in the hills, and I used to go down the hill to do our shopping in Sherman Oaks at that Gelson's that you're talking about and at that strip mall right. where Pineapple Hill is the name of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've seen all these places. I've gone down there for yeah. years and years, and it has yeah. really taken a turn for the worse there. And there's homeless and people everywhere.
Right. And these taverns, by the way, they're not in competition with each other. These are small family-owned businesses that are trying to survive and keep their employees employed and taking care of their customers. And they're lucky some months if they break even and have $20 in their pocket. So Paul is one of these guys, like Angela from Pineapple Hill, who people bring their problems to. And I've known both of them for quite a while now. And Paul was there and got this video that I put there. It was an inferno. It was an inferno between Gelson's, not the front of Gelson's, but there's a larger rear parking lot. And along the street edge of that parking lot, this God knows how old motorhome exploded. And there were other motorhomes. If you look in the distance in the last frame, you'll see other old motorhomes parked there. And it could have had, thankfully it didn't, a domino effect. And somehow, nobody was known to be killed in this thing.
Yeah, you went up to Nithya Raman, and what was her response when you confronted her about this?
Right. So I went to an LA City Council committee meeting. That's where the rubber meets the road, not the big city council with all of the nonsensical spectacles. And so I was at a city council committee meeting a few weeks after this thing happened, and I said, "Hey, are you aware that a motorhome, one of several, exploded in your neighborhood and that this thing was burned to a crisp?" Well, I'll publish photos of the result of this explosion tomorrow. And Nithya Raman, with Eunices Hernandez and one or two other council members, Nithya Raman looked at me as if to say, "Huh? Like what? Like where did I misplace? Where did I put my hair ribbons or my crayons?" She had not only no interest in knowing what happened in this district, which, by the way, required a huge response from the LA Fire Department. It literally endangered anybody who was within hundreds of feet. She didn't ask when it happened. how it happened. Her staff didn't ask, was anybody hurt or killed? It was literally as if you said, I can't find my crayons. Where's my coffee cup? She was absolutely indifferent. So she either didn't know about it or literally didn't care about it. And so these that story and these others have been piling up. And now that Ethan Weaver, by the way, great interview in your 3 o'clock hour yesterday with Ethan Weaver.
Ethan Weaver.
Alternative.
Yeah, right. he's running against Nithya Raman, and yeah, he's a great candidate. And if there's any God, any justice in the world, Ethan Weaver should beat Nithya Raman. Goodness sakes, I gotta go, Daniel, because I'm out of time. I gotta do the news. All right, so we'll talk again soon.
Anytime we'll follow up on this. I'll have an update tomorrow. It's going to be an eye-opener. Thank you for your time, John.
Okay.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy. The
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. After 3 o'clock, Steve Garvey running for Senate as a Republican here in California and doing well in the polls. Solid number 2 in many polls. We're going to have Steve come in studio. And I am putting out the call to all the normal people in the world, regardless of your politics. Normal people. Look at Steve Garvey. because the politicians we have from both parties are just, so many of them are freaks. They really are freaks. They're crazy people. And I just am desperate to see people with a normal person's sensibility get into office. I mean, we desperately need that throughout the state. We'll talk to Steve Garvey coming up. This story, I could read to you part of it, but you'll think I'm making it up. So I thought instead I would play this TV report from Fox 11, Chelsea Edwards. Squatters have taken over a Hollywood Hills mansion. Home is up for sale, and it was left unattended to for a few weeks. And squatters created a fake lease, and you'll hear the rest.
This wasn't what real estate agent Emily Randall Smith was expecting when she and her husband checked in on one of their listings in the Hollywood Hills.
There was like poop and pee everywhere. They had rearranged. They had cut all the cords to like all of the security systems. They bought a new Wi-Fi. Like, they were planning to sit there and move there, basically.
We're going to get rid of this stuff. Just put it all here.
It happened in January when the husband and wife team were getting ready to prep the 7-bedroom home for an open house.
We walked up to the property and the lockbox was cut off, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And there was a mailbox that somebody had ordered, and they like put it up, and I was like, that's also very weird. That was not here before. My husband walked to the side of the house, and they had these huge windows, and he could see somebody laying on the bed in the rooms.
They quickly called police, who couldn't get the man out of the home. So the pair waited until he left, then called police again.
They knocked on the front door, and I guess some girl opened it. In the video that I posted, she ended up being an OnlyFans model, and I guess that the guy who had broke into the house was like running this whole business out of there and like renting the rooms out to these girls.
Smith gives major credit to the LAPD, who escorted the woman, her dog, and everyone's belongings out.
I just want to let you know that you're in charge of the property.
The Smiths left with a mess to clean up.
I told you I saw TV.
Thanks for giving me another bike lock, bro. I'm gonna take this one off. Place it, you jerk.
It was really scary just feeling like somebody had intruded your house. Obviously, it's just a property that we're selling, but we feel responsible for it. And it's just a really eerie feeling to feel that somebody like went into your property and tried to live there and make it their home.
And apparently it had been going on for about 2 weeks. Now, no one was arrested that night back in January, but Smith is saying she really hopes that the person behind all of this eventually gets caught. She also has some words of advice for anyone who does have an unoccupied property. Make sure that the keys, the locks, the security system, and the cameras are all working, and have somebody to be able to check in at least regularly.
So the issue, we had the story about Atlanta last week, where there's hundreds and hundreds of squatters inhabiting homes, and they create fake leases. When the police show up and they see the fake lease, they go, well, there's nothing we can do. This is a civil matter. You got to go to court and prove that the lease is fake. And meantime, the creeps stay in. And often what they do is they rent out the rooms to all sorts of lunatics who spend their time drinking and drugging and partying. Now, in this case, this guy was renting it out to young women who perform on OnlyFans, which, if you don't know, is they'll perform sex acts. And you, well, this would be men who do this as customers, will then subscribe to OnlyFans, and you get to connect and watch them do whatever it is they do. And so I guess each bedroom had a girl, and she was putting on her performances. And this is supposed to be somebody's house to buy. Well, somebody, and plus there's somebody else who still owns it. If you have a house up for sale, you can't leave it alone. You need like an armed guard 24/7. And of course, it's peep and poo. Now, at first, I thought it was homeless people dumping the peep and the poop and the pee, or the peep and the poo. But in this, it was dogs. It was puppies that they had. And I don't know what the girl was doing with the dog.
Oh, no. Don't go there.
That's another OnlyFans channel. This stuff goes on. And they put up a fake mailbox. That was one of the tip-offs. So they had their own mailbox, and this guy's renting. And nobody could stop this. It goes to a court, and I was talking with a couple the other day and about you want to rent out a property, and I said, no, don't rent out a property in California because it's virtually impossible to kick anybody out. If they decide they're not going to pay rent, it's going to be a year. You get squatters who come in, forget about it. There are no laws for property owners. This is a communist state. This is a communist nation here in California, and property owners are spit on.
And your house would be destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't care what security deposit you take. It's not going to equal what you're going to have to do to fix your house.
Because it take weeks or months to get them out.
Right.
I mean, you got a bunch of basically hooker girls and their dogs.
Well, leave the dogs out of it. Not their fault they got dragged into this.
If you're watching a girl who has an OnlyFans channel with her dog. Ay.
She may just like having
company,
pets.
Company, sure. Yeah. The home is listed on Airbnb and is fully furnished. So it was just sitting there waiting. Now, we come back. I talked before about how in Los Angeles they have Measure HLA, which would reduce traffic lanes on all the major boulevards to put in bike lanes and other nonsense. I didn't know this. But Burbank is considering making Olive Avenue, that's our road here, in front of KFI, one lane.
Oh, it'll take us forever to get out of here.
Yeah. Have you ever tried, like, going down Olive Avenue and to take the 101 south?
Yes.
Because at times I take it south to go downtown to meet my wife or something, and the traffic's backed up like 2 miles.
John, you now, need to get your bullhorn and you need to go stand out there.
They
want to make sure
that
doesn't happen.
They want a bus only lane for Metro buses. There's nobody on Metro buses except homeless people. We have to give up a lane for the homeless bus? I'll tell you about that when we come back. Burbank City Council, you're put on notice here.
You got to talk to Conway about that.
I know. Conway's always doing this rah-rah cheerleader thing for Burbank.
Yeah, he's not going to be happy now.
You can't say anything bad about Burbank to Conway. But look, there's a group out on the street called Save Olive Avenue. They had big signs the other day. And signs that said, Olive to one lane, insane. Save Olive. Mixed flow is a no-go.
Gotcha.
All right.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Steve Garvey coming in studio right after 3 o'clock to talk about his race. He's running for Senate as a Republican here in California up against three Democrats and others. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. All I have on this story is this petition sheet, but it's very concerning. Los Angeles is in danger of having a lane removed from all the major boulevards if Measure HLA passes. You have to vote no on it. It is a dangerous idea from some tech millionaire who is financing these bicycle groups. And the bicycle groups got this on the ballot to remove traffic lanes from all the boulevards. Replace them with bike lanes or bus lanes or curbing right in the middle of the road. It's already happened in Santa Monica, and it's a mess. And you have to vote no on Measure HLA. No. We talked about it in detail in the first half hour of the show. If you missed it, go listen to the podcast later on today. John Cobalt Show podcast. All right. And it's on demand, and it's on the iHeart app. But I get this sheet from the Burbank City Council. They're considering making Olive Avenue only one lane. Olive Avenue is the road that runs right past KFI. And it can get very trafficy, especially in rush hour. They're going to decide whether it's going to be one lane in each direction in order to create a bus-only lane for the Metro's BRT buses to pass through Burbank. I'm not familiar with bus lanes. I find buses to be an absurd way to transport around Los Angeles. I don't think I've ever been. Have you ever been on a bus in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Why? But not,
well, when I was a teenager, I used to take a bus to the beach. Like every single day during the summer.
Every
but that
day
was many, many years ago.
That was before homeless people and drug addicts.
Yes, it was. It was the good old days.
It was the good old days. I mean, this place was still crowded. It still had, you know, 8 or 9 million people in it. How come there were no homeless people and drug addicts?
I don't know. I felt pretty safe. Pretty
yeah. Safe. So it says this will increase traffic. Yes. Increase pollution. Yes. See, that's the thing. These aren't really environmentalists trying to protect against climate change. They're weirdo fanatics. They're like religious zealots. Because if you have hundreds of cars stuck in traffic, you're going to get way more pollution. Everybody's sitting there idling. And I've seen these are road diets. And the road diets produce traffic. And it'll add an extra 10, 15, 20 minutes to your commute just to get down a local roadway. You multiply that by thousands of cars, that's a lot more pollution, a lot more traffic. They take away parking spots along the side of the road, and then people can't get to the local businesses. What did we tell you last week? The fire department in L.A. is wildly against these, as they should be. Hospitals know that their ambulances are going to get hung up in traffic. Why are they going to do this in Burbank? Protesters are offering this compromise idea called mixed flow, which is shared lanes. Why should bus lanes get their own lane? I mean, you've seen what's on buses. Why would those drug addicts, mental patients, homeless people, why do they get the privilege of zipping through traffic more quickly? And then all of us who work for a living, who pay the taxes here in Burbank, why do we get stuck in traffic? Why do we always get penalized for going to work, for showing up every day? And then the people who spend the day injecting heroin into their veins or snorting meth, they get the express lane. Why? And who's on the Burbank City Council? And why hasn't Conway taken care of this?
Well, you have to have a discussion during your cross.
They're going to have a rally at City Hall Tuesday, February 27th. Wait. Is that today?
That's today.
5:15.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, you better get out there at 5:15. My God, it's the 27th of February already?
Yes.
What the hell?
February has an extra day.
I'm glad you reminded me of that, too.
Friday is March 1st.
I don't know how that happened. We're just hurtling towards death here. Tuesday, February 27th, 5:15. That's today. Okay. You gotta join this protest at Burbank City Council. They're going to screw up Olive Avenue, which, by the way, is going to screw up all the other streets as well.
John, you'll be done. You'll be off the air, so you can partake in that.
Traffic is... You have to do that, don't you?
Well, you're complaining about it, so I think that it would be...
I'm doing my part. I'm raising awareness here.
I think you should be out there with your bullhorn.
I'm not going to hang around here for an hour. And then again, Tuesday, March 26th is another one. And they have a petition too. So you go look for all this online. God, I gotta do. Why do we have to fight all these wars? Why are we always at war with the people who run these cities? Why do they hate us so much? Because we drive. We drive to go to work. That's how you get your tax money that you squander on the homeless. We're already doing our part. Giving you all our tax money to squander on the homeless. They don't have to get a quick bus ride, too. They got nowhere to go anyway. When we come back, Steve Garvey is going to be here, former Los Angeles Dodger great, who is now running a great campaign for U.S. Senate as a Republican here in California. Steve's at 3:30 now?
Yes.
I could have sworn it was 3. All right, 3:30, fine. 3:30. Stick around. We got more good stuff.
Something to look forward to.
That's right. You know, people want instant gratification. We don't give you that. We give you delayed gratification. We take a little longer to please. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.